Report, terrorist leader El Mencho detailed records show bribes paid to Mexican authorities. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on February 28, 2026. The terrorist cartel leader known as El Mencho kept a series of detailed records that show that in the area where he was hiding out, he had several local police forces in his payroll, as well as state and federal investigators also working for him. The records provide additional evidence that further support numerous prior reports from Breitbart, Texas about how El Mencho and his terrorist group Cartel Jalisco New Generation had been able to buy influence at all levels of Mexico's government. This week, Mexico's El Universal published a series of photographs from ledgers found at the cabin where Mexican military forces working under U.S. intelligence and direction found and killed the feared drug lord. The photographs include detailed accounts of the money paid out by CJNG to its members and to authorities and public officials. En una de las cabañas donde se escondía el Mencho fueron hallados registros contables detallados de la operación del CJNG, con ingresos de venta de drogas, sueldos de halcones y sicarios, y pagos de sobornos a funcionarios, policías y militares. pic.twitter.com/ptwg8tmfrj. Opinion El Universal, at univ underscore opinion, February 27, 2026. The documents use a series of code names to avoid directly identifying individuals, but they do mention individuals within Mexico's Attorney General's Office, FGR, as well as members of Mexico's military and state agencies. The documents help explain who El Mencho felt safe hiding out in a series of luxury cabins that, as Breitbart, Texas reported, had previously been identified by the U.S. Department of the Treasury as being CJNG assets used for money laundering. The documents provide a glimpse of the finances required to control a small region by CJNG. The terrorist organization has a controlling presence in most of Mexico, and it is expected that similar payouts take place throughout the country. In the past, various journalists in Mexico, as well as politicians, have pointed to CJNG's support for and bankrolling of the campaigns of members of the country's ruling party, Morena. This narco alliance is what gave CJNG and other criminal organizations years of relative impunity during Morena's reign in Mexico. That term of impunity has changed since the start of the Trump administration, which began pressuring Mexico over the way cartels operated in the country. The U.S. government has since designated CJNG and other organizations as foreign terrorist organizations. As Breitbart, Texas reported, last Sunday, as a response to the pressure from the U.S., as well as threats of unilateral action, Mexican military forces working under intelligence and direction from the U.S. raided a series of luxury cabins in Tapalpa, Jalisco, where they ultimately killed El Mencho. In response, his terrorist organization spread a wave of terror throughout Mexico that included prison breakouts, carjackings, torched buildings, and blockades that brought most of Mexico to a halt. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart News Foundation. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Brandon Darby and senior Breitbart management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart, Texas. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and senior Breitbart management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.